Welcome back to Natural Remedy Secrets. This is the podcast from Authoritative Wellness, where we really try to help you become your own best health advocate.
We dig into the research, you know, looking at natural remedies, health, wellness.
And we bring you simple, actionable insights, especially if you're a woman over 45 looking for trustworthy natural ways to support your health. This is definitely the place for you.
We really try to cut through all the noise out there.
Yeah, just deliver that real researched wellness wisdom you can actually use. Okay, so let's chat quickly about something. We're quite proud of our partnerships. Here at Natural Remedy Secrets, we're really careful about who we partner with.
Absolutely. It has to be brands that align with our values, you know, commitment to natural wellness, integrity.
Exactly. So when we mention a sponsor, it's because we genuinely think their product or service can support your health journey. We really believe in them.
These partnerships help us keep bringing you these deep dives. And yeah, we only work with brands we'd use ourselves.
So today we want to highlight the Gut Health for Women Over 40 bundle by Remy Inada. This is a fantastic collection, really designed with a holistic view of well-being.
It really is comprehensive. It brings together knowledge on four key areas: gut health, nutrition, mindful eating, and even meal prep. Plus, there's a digestive blend supplement included.
And the value is great. It's normally $37.99, but you can get it for just $24.99 using our code NRS13.
What's so good about it, I think, is how it acknowledges that health isn't just one thing. It's all connected, right?
Totally. So inside the bundle, you get the ebook, Gut Health for Women Over 40. This helps you revitalize your gut, which, as we know, impacts mood, energy, hormonal balance, everything, really.
Gut-brain connection is huge.
Then there's all you need to know about macronutrients and calories, so you really understand how to fuel your body properly.
Which is crucial, especially as our needs change over 40.
Right. And meal prep mastery, practical strategies, makes healthy eating way less daunting.
Yeah. Saves time, keeps you on track.
And mindful nutrition, a guide to nourishing your mental health. This explores that powerful link between food and mood.
Mm-hmm. Plus, that digestive blend supplement, great for supporting digestion, especially with cooked meals.
Exactly. If we think about women over 40, these areas are just so interconnected, aren't they? Like, a healthy gut helps you absorb nutrients better, which affects your energy, your hormones.
And understanding macros helps you make choices that really support your body now.
Absolutely. So this bundle really gives you actionable knowledge, practical tools.
Uh-huh.
It's all about living a more vibrant, healthy life, optimizing gut health, making informed food choices, streamlining meal prep, mindful eating.
It covers a lot of ground.
It really does. The link is right there in the show notes. All right, let's dive into today's main topic: alternative ways to increase your daily water consumption. This is super relevant for women over 45 dealing with symptoms around perimenopause, menopause, postmenopause.
Yeah, hydration needs can definitely shift during these times.
So our mission today: explore some, maybe surprising, but definitely effective ways to get your fluids in beyond just gulping down plain water.
Mm.
Okay, let's get into it. First up, let's talk about infused water. This is such a great way to make hydration, well, enjoyable.
It really transforms it, doesn't it? From a chore to something kind of appealing.
Totally. Adding natural ingredients just makes water something you might actually look forward to drinking.
And it encourages you to drink more throughout the day, almost without thinking about it.
Exactly. So think citrus fruits, lemons, limes, oranges. They add that brightness. You get some vitamin C. Good for the immune system.
A little bonus.
Then you've got berries, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries. They add natural sweetness, beautiful color, and antioxidants.
And those antioxidants are so important, right? Helping fight off damage from free radicals, especially as we age.
Absolutely. Melons too. Watermelon, cantaloupe. Super hydrating on their own, and they add a really nice, subtle flavor.
Mm-hmm. Very refreshing.
And stone fruits, like peaches or cherries, give it that summery feel.
What I love about these is you're getting flavor and sweetness without any processed sugars or artificial stuff.
Right. And you can get creative with herbs, too. Mint is fantastic. So crisp, good for digestion. Basil, rosemary. They add interesting notes.
Oh, yeah. Mint is lovely.
And spices. Ginger adds a nice kick. It's anti-inflammatory, good for nausea. Cinnamon, too.
It's amazing how these simple things can do double-duty hydrate and offer these little wellness boosts.
So making it is incredibly simple. Like, for a citrus splash, just slice up some lemon, lime, orange, maybe toss in some mint. Let it sit in the fridge for at least an hour.
Let the flavors meld a bit.
Or berry delight, strawberries, blueberries, maybe a few basil leaves. Looks gorgeous, too.
Very pretty in a pitcher.
For a tropical twist, pineapple chunks, cucumber slices. So refreshing, especially when it's warm.
That sounds good.
And if you want something zingy, try spicy ginger, just fresh ginger slices, maybe squeeze a lemon.
The great thing is you can really play around with combinations, find what you like best.
Exactly. Just add your ingredients to a pitcher of water, pop it in the fridge. An hour gives you some flavor, but overnight, that's when it gets really robust and delicious.
Definitely worth trying if plain water feels boring.
Okay, another fantastic option for boosting fluids, herbal teas.
Oh, yeah. These are great. Flavorful, hydrating, and often caffeine-free.
Exactly. So you can drink them anytime. And they offer both hydration and those specific benefits from the herbs themselves.
Right. Like peppermint tea, it's refreshing, sure, but it can also help with digestion.
Mm-hmm. Chamomile, we all know, is calming, helps with stress, maybe sleep, and counts towards your water intake.
Hibiscus is another good one, tangy, packed with antioxidants, vitamin C, good for the immune system, skin.
And you can have hibiscus hot or cold. It's really versatile.
Rebose too, naturally sweet, minerals, antioxidants, might be good for heart health.
And lemon balm. Light, lemony, kind of uplifting, can ease anxiety a bit.
So you're kind of choosing your hydration based on how you want to feel, which is neat.
And they're so versatile. Great, warm, but also easy to turn into delicious iced teas.
Let's talk iced teas. Perfect for warmer weather when you want something chilled and flavorful.
Right. Like a minty lemonade iced tea, just brew some peppermint tea, let it cool, mix in lemon juice, maybe touch of honey, serve over ice. So refreshing.
It sounds lovely.
Or hibiscus iced tea. Steep the hibiscus, cool it down, maybe add a splash of orange juice. Beautiful color, too.
Very vibrant.
Berry rebos, tea brew rubos. Mix in some berries, chill it. Simple.
These feel like a treat, don't they? But they're just healthy hydration.
Totally. Chamomile citrus, iced tea brew chamomile. Cool it, blend with a bit of orange and lemon juice. Serve over ice, maybe with mint.
Nice combo.
And lemon balm and ginger iced tea, steep lemon balm and ginger. Cool, serve over ice with lemon. All fantastic ways to stay hydrated and get those herbal benefits.
Okay, now let's be real. Staying hydrated consistently can be tough with busy lives.
It really can slip down the priority list. So let's talk about creating a hydration schedule that actually works and some simple tricks to remember to drink up.
This is about being proactive, right? Not waiting until you're already thirsty.
Exactly. Thirst is a late signal. So one easy thing, set reminders, use your phone, a kitchen timer, just a little nudge every hour to take a few sips.
Those little prompts can actually make a big difference in overall intake, creates that conscious awareness.
Another really good tip is habit stacking link drinking water to something you already do, like drink a glass after brushing your teeth or always have water before a meal.
Yeah, pairing it with an existing routine makes it feel more automatic, less effort required.
And visual cues. Don't underestimate them. Keep a water bottle visible on your desk, in the car, bedside table.
Just seeing it there can be enough of a reminder to take a drink. It's constant but subtle.
You can even use sticky notes, little reminders on the fridge, computer. Low tech, but effective for keeping it top of mind.
They're simple strategies, but they can be easily integrated without feeling disruptive.
And having a daily goal is important too. Mm. You often hear about aiming for half your body weight in ounces.
That's a common guideline. Or the National Academies of Sciences suggests around, 2.7 liters for women, 3.7 for men. But that includes fluid from food, too.
Right. It's a total fluid goal. And its general individual needs vary.
Definitely. Like your activity level, if you exercise or sweat a lot, you need more. Athletes might need an extra couple of cups. Easy.
Climate matters, too. Hot weather, more fluids needed. And listen to your body. Thirst is a signal. Even if it's a late one.
Ideally, yeah, you're drinking consistently before you feel thirsty.
Good point. And maybe track your intake for a week, just to see where you're actually at. That can help set a realistic starting goal.
People who track tend to drink more, brings that awareness.
And tracking doesn't have to be hard. There are tons of apps. MyWater, WaterMinder, they log intake, send reminders.
The fitness trackers often have hydration features too, like Fitbit or Garmin.
Or just a simple printed log. Or get one of those bottles with the measurement markers on the side.
These tools just provide structure and feedback, which can be really motivating when you're building a new habit.
Okay, let's switch gears a bit and talk about eating your water. Transforming meals into hydration powerhouses by using water-rich foods.
This is such a smart approach because you get fluids and nutrients simultaneously.
Exactly. Think about things like cucumbers, lettuce, especially iceberg celery. They're all around 95% water.
Wow, 95%. Even radishes are up there.
Yep. And watermelon, true to its name, about 92%. Strawberries, 91%. Cantaloupe, peaches, around 89%.
And these aren't just water, right? They've got vitamins, minerals, fiber, nutrient-dense hydration.
Totally. So adding these to your meals gives you hydration plus variety, taste, texture. A cucumber salad, some watermelon on a hot day, it's revitalizing.
And the benefits are huge. Helps fluid balance, aids digestion with the fiber, good for skin health, enhances nutrient absorption.
Plus, they can help you feel fuller, which might help with appetite management.
Makes sense.
And there are easy ways to use them. Simple cucumber salad cukes, tomatoes, red onion, bit of vinegar, watermelon feta salad with mint. Delicious.
Love that combo.
Or a smoothie with berries, cantaloupe, maybe some coconut water, celery sticks with hummus, even just adding slices to your water.
It's about those small, mindful choices adding up.
It is amazing how much hydration we can get from foods like cucumbers and watermelon. But, eating these things is one part, absorbing the goodness is another. Good hydration helps, but optimal digestion is key.
Absolutely crucial.
Which brings us back to our sponsor. It includes that Gut Health for Women Over 40 ebook and the Digestive Blend supplement, designed precisely to support digestion and help your body maximize nutrient absorption.
So you get the most out of those healthy foods.
Exactly. And combined with the guides on macros, mindful eating, meal prep, it's just a fantastic toolkit for women wanting vibrant health. Remember, code NRS13, links in the show notes. All right, another great way to turn meals into hydration opportunities, soups and broths.
Oh yes, comforting and hydrating. And warm liquids can be really soothing for the digestive system.
Totally. Clear broths like chicken or vegetable broth are particularly good. Lower calorie, high hydration.
Creamy soups contribute fluid too, but often more fat and calories, so something to be aware of.
Think about simple vegetable broth, flavorful chicken broth, light miso soup, tomato soup.
All provide hydration, but also different vitamins, minerals, flavors, satisfying and healthy.
And they're so versatile. Have them alone, use them as a base for bigger meals.
Helps absorption, calms the system, stimulates things gently, increases blood flow.
It's that combo of nourishment and high water content. Really valuable. And making them at home is often easier than people think. Basic veggie soup, chopped carrots, celery, tomatoes, spinach, simmer in broth with herbs. Easy.
Takes maybe 30 minutes.
Chicken noodle soup, cook chicken and veggies in broth, add noodles. Done.
Classic comfort food.
Miso soup is super quick. Dissolve miso paste in hot water, add tofu, green onions, simmer for a few minutes.
Yeah, very fast. These are accessible even on busy days.
Absolutely. Delicious, hydrating, packed with nutrients, a really effective way to up your fluid intake. And let's not forget smoothies and juices for hydration. The key here is choosing ingredients with high water content.
Fantastic way to get fluids, plus a concentrated dose of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and it's easy to digest.
Exactly. Again, cucumbers, watermelon, strawberries, celery, all over 90% water. Spinach is great, but 91%.
Don't forget coconut water, naturally hydrating, electrolytes.
Good one. And pineapple, around 86% water, still contributes a good amount.
So you're getting fluids and a real nutritional kick.
Precisely. Smoothies and juices are super effective for upping water intake. You get hydration, great flavors, which helps if plain water is boring better nutrient absorption, and they're so quick to make.
Yeah, whip one up in minutes, and great for people who struggle to eat enough whole fruits and veggies sometimes.
Right. Like a hydrating green smoothie, spinach, cucumber, pineapple, coconut water, blend, done.
Sounds refreshing.
Watermelon juice, just watermelon, maybe a squeeze of lime, blend, strain it if you want it smoother.
Simple.
Berry blast, smoothie strawberries, blueberries, banana, maybe almond milk, blend.
Classic combo.
Cucumber,
Yep,
loose
yo,
stew,
yes.
cucumber, mint, lemon juice, blend and strain.
And these are all so customizable, right? Use what you like, what you have on hand.
Totally. Super hydrating, full of flavor and nutrients. Great way to feel refreshed and energized. Okay, let's shift to mindset now. Really understanding why hydration is so crucial for overall health. Water is fundamental. It's involved in almost everything our bodies do.
This is the foundation, isn't it? Knowing the why makes the how much more motivating.
Exactly. Think about it. Water regulates body temperature through sweat and breathing. It's essential for digestion, breaking down food, absorbing nutrients.
Directly impacts energy levels too. Our bodies just run better when hydrated.
Improves cognitive function, concentration, memory, even mood. Promotes healthy skin elasticity, preventing dryness.
And it helps flush out toxins, keeps the kidneys working properly, eliminates waste.
And it doesn't take much to feel the effects of not enough water. Even mild dehydration has noticeable impacts.
Right. Even just a 1 to 2% drop in body water can hinder physical and cognitive performance.
Yeah. Physically, it can mean muscle fatigue, cramps, less endurance, higher risk of overheating.
Cognitively trouble concentrating, feeling tired.
Things just feel harder. Some studies suggest dehydration can cut physical performance by as much as 30%.
Wow, 30%. That's significant. Really shows the impact.
It really does. So recognizing the early signs is key. Feeling thirsty, of course. Darker urine, ideally it should be light yellow.
Dry mouth, dry skin.
Fatigue, headaches. These can all be signs.
And ideally, you're hydrating before these signs appear. Don't wait for them.
Exactly. Staying properly hydrated can actually boost your mood and cognitive performance, help you feel more alert, focused.
And thinking back to the gut health bundle, it includes that mindful nutrition guide. There's such a strong link emerging between hydration, nutrition, and our mental well-being.
Absolutely. Smoothies and juices, packed with fluids and nutrients, support both body and mind. If you want to dive deeper into nourishing your mental health through diet, definitely check out that bundle.
That Mindful Nutrition ebook is a great resource.
Paired with the gut health, macros, meal prep guides, and the supplement. It's really comprehensive for women over 40 wanting holistic well-being. Remember, NRS 13 gets it for $24.99 instead of $37.99. Link in the show notes. Okay, knowing why is great. Now let's talk about setting effective reminders and achievable goals. Realistic goals are key for consistency.
We hear the 8x8 rule a lot, 8-ounce glasses.
Right, but as we said, individual needs vary. It's a decent starting point maybe, but needs personalization.
Basing it on body weight, like half your weight in ounces, is often a better starting point.
And if that feels like a huge jump, start small. Just add one extra glass a day for a week, then maybe another.
Gradual increases are more sustainable.
Tracking helps make it motivating. Journal app. And set specific times before meals, on the hour. Creates anchor points.
Makes it easier to build into your daily flow.
And reminders are super helpful. Smartphone alarms, maybe with a fun message.
Hydration apps often have great notification systems you can customize.
Or just schedule recurring events in your calendar. Even sticky notes work.
Find a system that works for you that doesn't feel like another chore.
And visual cues. Seeing the water bottle, a tracking chart you mark off, brightly colored notes.
Some apps have that virtual glass filling up, which can be satisfying.
These visuals create a sense of accomplishment. Keep the goal front and center.
So find strategies that resonate and start building those consistent habits, sip by sip.
Now, let's talk about finding your personal hydration style. Because it's not one size fits all, right?
Definitely not. Our needs and preferences are unique.
Several things influence this. Larger folks generally need more fluids. Thirst signals can weaken as we get older.
Physical activity level, huge factor. More active means more fluids needed.
Your diet matters too if you eat lots of water-rich foods. That contributes. Climate, hot, humid weather increases needs.
And just personal preferences. Taste, daily habits.
Being mindful of these helps you tailor your strategy.
Makes sense.
So adapt your approach to fit your lifestyle. Busy schedule. Always carry that reusable bottle.
Set specific goals around workouts before, during, after.
Tend to forget. Lean heavily on those reminders.
It's about building a routine that's sustainable and enjoyable for you, not forcing a rigid plan.
So practical tips. Carry the bottle. Set realistic goals. Build in hydration breaks. Use reminders that work. Explore flavored options naturally.
Customizing makes it so much easier to stick with consistently.
Staying motivated can be tricky sometimes, but there are strategies. First, set clear, specific goals. Target number of glasses, maybe. Write them down.
Makes it tangible, intentional.
Track your intake journal app. Seeing progress is motivating. Make it enjoyable. Experiment with flavors. Get a bottle you love using.
Positive association helps.
Involve others. A hydration challenge with friends or family adds fun and accountability.
And celebrate your wins, even small ones. Acknowledge the achievement.
Positive reinforcement is key for building any habit.
So clear goals, track progress, make it fun, involve others, celebrate success. Find ways to make it positive and rewarding. Helps you stay consistent long term.
Okay, let's explore some fun techniques. Water challenges. These can inject excitement into improving hydration.
Gamification makes healthy habits more appealing.
Like the 30-day water challenge. Maybe you gradually increase intake over the month. Add an extra glass each week.
That gradual increase makes it feel doable, lets your body adapt.
Social media challenges can be great too. See what others are doing. Get tips. Share progress. Adds accountability.
Local wellness groups might do them too. That social support is motivating knowing you're part of a group effort.
Or create your own personal challenge. Weekly themes, try a new infused water recipe each week. Or a different tracking app? Keep it interesting.
Variety prevents boredom, keeps focus.
And friendly competition works for some people. Invite friends, family, maybe a simple point system per glass. Track weekly, small prize for the winner.
Adds accountability, makes it engaging. That competitive spirit can give an extra push.
And rewards. Set rewards for hitting targets. Doesn't have to be big a favorite healthy snack, a new book, a relaxing bath after hitting your weekly goal.
Or save up for something bigger, that stylish bottle, a spa day for hitting a monthly goal.
Even non-material rewards work extra time for a hobby.
It's about creating positive associations with reaching those hydration targets. Makes it feel rewarding.
Next up, stylish hydration accessories. Believe it or not, the bottle you use can make a difference.
It's true. If it's practical and you like how it looks, you're more likely to carry it and use it.
Exactly. So when choosing, think function and aesthetics. BPA-free plastic, stainless steel, glass.
Reusable plastic is lightweight, lots of designs. Stainless steel is durable, keeps drinks cold or hot. Glass has a clean taste, but heavier, more fragile.
Infuser bottles are great for adding fruit herbs easily. And consider size bigger means fewer refills, maybe.
Different materials, different benefits.
An attractive bottle motivates you to carry it. Functional features enhance the experience. Wide mouths for ice and cleaning. Built-in straws for easy sipping. Measurement markings for tracking.
Makes staying hydrated more convenient and enjoyable.
And there are cool, unique products now, too. Sugar-free flavored water drops for a boost. Smart bottles that track intake via an app and send reminders.
Collapsible bottles for travel. Bottles with built-in filters for tap water on the go.
These can add a fun, even techie element to your routine. Now let's get really practical. Making water accessible everywhere. This is key for consistency.
Proximity matters. If water's right there, you're more likely to drink it.
So choose a reliable, durable bottle you like carrying. Insulate it for hot days, good size. Make refilling part of your routine, maybe every evening. Set those phone reminders to sip.
Build it into your daily habits, like charging your phone.
Desk, car cup holder, bag, visible reminders. And plan ahead for outings or travel. Always bring your refillable bottle.
Many places have fountains now, or will refill if you ask.
Check water options at your destination. Pack extra if needed. Refill after airport security. And make a conscious effort to sip regularly during outings, maybe every hour.
Planning ahead avoids getting caught out without accessible water.
And integrate it into daily routines. Glass, first thing in the morning, rehydrates. Kickstarts metabolism.
Glass before meals or snacks aids digestion.
Keep water close while working or relaxing. Sip during breaks. Add natural flavors if it helps.
These small, consistent actions throughout the day really add up.
Okay, let's talk about tracking progress and celebrating wins to achieve consistency. Monitoring intake is vital.
What gets measured gets managed, right? Helps maintain awareness, spot where adjustments are needed.
Simple methods work. Water tracking apps, MyFitnessPal, WaterMinder, a handwritten journal, bottles with markings, habit tracking apps, sticky notes. Find what's easy and sustainable for you.
It's not about being obsessive, just creating awareness to build a healthy habit.
Celebrate milestones, however small. Small rewards treat, book, bath.
Share achievements with supportive friends, family.
Join or start a hydration challenge. Use a visual chart with stickers. Reflect on the positive impacts you're noticing: more energy, better skin.
Celebrating reinforces the positive, maintains motivation long term.
If you struggle, don't get discouraged. Reassess goals, maybe they were too ambitious. Identify barriers for getting access.
Use reminders. Incorporate hydrating foods. Stay positive. Focus on gradual improvement. Hydration is a lifestyle choice supporting well-being. It's a journey. Be kind to yourself. Celebrate every step forward.
And to really solidify habits for long-term success, make small, sustainable adjustments. Carry that bottle. Choose one you like. Set refill times.
Link drinking water to existing activities before coffee, before meals.
Include those water-rich foods. Use reminders or tracking apps if they help.
Small, incremental changes stick better than huge overhauls.
If you hit obstacles, forgetfulness, access, taste, maybe keep a hydration journal for a bit to pinpoint why.
Forgetting. Use reminders. Associate with other activities. Keep bottles in multiple places. Add natural flavors. Try herbal teas, infused waters.
Find creative solutions that fit your life. Make it easy and enjoyable.
Remember, consistency is key. Start achievable. Increase gradually, establish routine, track progress, consider challenges, practice self-compassion.
Build a sustainable habit for long-term well-being, not just a temporary fix. Finally, let's touch on sharing your journey. It can inspire others and keep you motivated.
Creates a ripple effect. Encourages others, makes you feel accountable too.
Post updates,
Share effective strategies, reminders, benefits you've noticed. Energy, skin. Seeing your commitment and positive changes can be really inspiring.
Sparks conversations, creates a supportive environment, builds community.
Lots of platforms for connecting social media, blogs, wellness apps with community features, online forums.
Or start your own small group, Facebook, WhatsApp. Share goals, challenges, successes. Host informal challenges. Share resources like recipes or tips. Celebrate achievements together. That sense of community and shared purpose boosts motivation, makes the journey more enjoyable and sustainable.
Wow, we really covered a lot today. So many creative, practical ways to boost your water intake. The big takeaway is really about building those consistent habits for long-term success, finding what works for you.
And remembering that hydration, while absolutely crucial, is just one piece of the overall wellness picture.
Exactly. Which leads us back one last time to our sponsor.
Right. If you're ready to build that holistic wellness foundation, especially if you're navigating life over 40, definitely consider the Gut Health for Women Over 40 bundle. It's such a comprehensive support system.
Those four ebooks, Gut Health, Nutrition Science, Meal Prep, Mindful Eating, plus the Digestive Blend supplement, it's all designed to help you feel more energized, balanced, empowered.
Make that lasting investment in your well-being. Use code NRS13, that's NRS13, to get the bundle for just $24.99 instead of the usual $37.99. A fantastic value. The link is right there in the show notes.
Don't miss out on that.
Okay, looking ahead, our next deep dive is titled Good Health Starts with Digestion. We'll be uncovering secrets to a happy gut, sharing simple tips, expert advice, really nurturing your digestive system for overall well-being.
Yeah, you'll be amazed how a healthier gut can transform things. Definitely don't miss that one.
So thank you so much for tuning in today to Natural Remedy Secrets. We really appreciate you being here and letting us be part of your wellness journey.
Remember, your health is truly your greatest asset. Keep learning, keep taking those intentional steps, keep choosing the vibrant, healthy life you deserve. If you found this useful, we hope you'll keep tuning in for more insights, tips, and natural health guidance tailored just for you.
Check out the show notes for all the links and resources we mentioned. Until our next deep dive together, stay curious,
stay committed, and take good care. We'll talk to you soon.